Well, is this a little different? Well, you know, you're used to...
Yeah, I'm used to you guys being right there, so now you guys are here. Hey, Luke.
Hey, Brett, as you break down film of Minnesota, what are some things that you take positives away from and things that you think you need to clean up a little bit?
You know, positives, I think everybody, you know, busted their butt until the last whistle, you know. I gave it all I had, emptied my bucket out there, and, you know, tried to win a game. Things I could take away, just being prepared, you know, obviously out there throwing in that situation. Things are a little different, but just being ready. So this week I got a whole week of preparation, and we'll have some fun, I'll tell you that much.
What have you learned from Aaron Rodgers the last 3 years to prepare you for this one?
A lot. Aaron Rodgers, my boy, my brother. Love him to death, and he's taught me everything I know. You know, it's gonna be fun, and it'll show on Sunday.
What were you doing Sunday when the hit happened and Aaron left again?
I think he threw the ball to Marty, so I was looking at where he threw it.
How hard is it to? I mean, I know you prepare for this like you're a starter every week, but he's played the entire time. Obviously, you don't ever expect it to happen. How hard is it to mentally in the middle of first quarter like that? Just get yourself ready to throw yourself into a road game against a divisional opponent.
It's difficult. You know, obviously you prepare as a starter every week, but it's different when you're actually going in there. Sometimes, you know, Aaron gets nicked and he'll be, you know, slow to get up, and then you're like, all right. And then this time, you know, it happens, and you're like, all right, he's going to get up, and then he doesn't. Then, you know, so many things start racing through your head. Then, you know, you got to go convert a third down, and there's a lot. You know, you just got to be ready.
For someone who's never gone through that before, what are the things that race in your head at that moment? Like?
There's a lot. I'll tell you that much. There's a lot of things, especially, you know, when you know he's not getting up. And then, you know, it's third down, so you got to go in there and play.
Brett, how much influence will you have on the game plan this weekend against the Saints and deciding what you like and what kind of formations you like and where you like to be on the field?
I think, you know, it's the same. We're going to keep what we do best, and that's playing this offense. You know, obviously, being the starting quarterback now, just like Aaron when he was, you know, he had a lot of choices on what he wanted to do, how he wanted to do it, and same with me. You know, the coaches are doing a really good job with the game plan, and happy for it. Ready.
What was that meeting with Mike like last night to go through that? What was that process like for you? Have you ever been through that before?
No. There's a lot of stuff new. You guys here at my locker, meeting with Mike last night. You know, it's all new, and adjusting, just going with it. My focus is just staying focused. Keep the main thing, play football, have fun.
Brett, kind of along those lines, Aaron did the same thing, talked about even when you came in drafted, well, you know you're going to sit behind somebody else for a while.
Yeah.
But you can get better through that, learning to take care of your business, all that stuff. How are you different now this far in, not having played right off the bat?
A lot. Just watching film from my first year, even coming out from college. I've seen such an improvement in my game, and I'm really happy with where I'm at. You know, there's a lot to grow, and, you know, I want to be one of the greatest to play this game, but there's a lot of growth to do, and I think, you know, it was a blessing in disguise to be behind 12 for this long. You know, I've been preparing every week for 3 years now, so I feel ready.
Your touchdown to Devontae, how much of that was improv, and how much of that was regimented within the confines of the offense?
You know, our offense is big on, you know, improvising. Aaron does it a lot. I learned it from Aaron. And, you know, we had a play. Got out the pocket. Devontae found open space, and I hit him. We improvised.
Fred, I know you knew at some point you were going to get a chance to play in this league, but did you think it would be here or elsewhere?
You know, obviously you don't ever want it nor expect it to be like it is now. So I didn't expect it to come like this, but, you know, it happens. It happens in football, and you just got to take it and go.
Fred, how much has your life changed the last few days? How much, especially from responsibilities and routines?
I mean, other than you guys being here and the people, you know, obviously noticing and looking at me because obviously I'm starting. It's the same. You know, I've got a lot of support from the guys, from the team, from the community. It's been awesome. You know, it's changed a lot, but. You know, I've just been praying a lot and understanding it's just football. I feel calm, I feel confident, and I feel ready. So,
Brett, you've got an absolute ton of preseason reps this year. A, Aaron doesn't play that much, and B, they wanted to get you some reps because of last offseason was so much time. How much did that help you be prepared for all this?
A lot. You know, whenever you can get some playing time, it helps. The preseason, It's always different than the regular season, but it's still playing. So this is learning through the fire, as you could call it, especially last game. And, you know, sometimes you got to learn that way. Sometimes it's the best to learn. So, you know, I had a good time, and, you know, we got to get this train rolling. So,
do you pride yourself on learning from mistakes? Are the interceptions, you know, things you don't want, but something you learned from last week?
I'd rather learn from others before, you know, making my own mistakes. So I just try to learn from 12. You don't throw many interceptions, so try to learn that route.
What's it like to be in the building without him right now? I mean, you've kind of shadowed him for 3 years now.
Yeah. It's different, you know. I think it's for sure different just because of the fact Aaron's been here, I think, going on 13 years. And there really hasn't been any, you know, Aaron's been healthy most of his career, so there hasn't been quarterbacks who, you know, started during, I mean, I can't remember the last time another quarterback has started here, maybe a year before I came here, when I think he got nicked up a little bit with his shin. But Aaron's been the quarterback for 13 years, so it's different when now it's a new quarterback.
Has he been able to help you in the last few days, or is he too busy just with getting his stuff checked out?
Aaron's been helping a lot. You know, he's been there for me. You know, he's still my brother, and he still helps me.
Does it help to be home, Brett, the game's at home?
100%, yeah, especially this game. You know, I love being at Lambeau, and it's a great timing to be at Lambeau.
What kind of things has Aaron been helping you with?
Just everything, just studying, you know, just being the starter.
I know you practice different because you're getting one reps now, but do you prepare any different this week knowing that you're the starter?
No, it's the same. You know, now I'm getting reps, but it's the same, you know, other than obviously getting the reps. I've been practicing. That's why, you know, to your question, nothing big has changed. You know, you prepare for a reason for these situations, so when it happens, it's not you're scrambling trying to find stuff. Just you stick on your same schedule. Now you're just getting the reps.
Those Tuesday night meetings with McCarthy, though, are a change, right? You weren't doing that before.
No, yeah.
So about a couple of days ago, this team was a legit Super Bowl contender. Are you confident that you can keep this team in the mix?
Yeah. I mean, our goals haven't changed, and they won't. So, you know, everything is in front of us, and we can still get to where we want to go to. And just, you know, obviously everybody loves 12, but our goals are the same.
Where does that confidence come from?
Playing football. I've been doing this for my whole life. You know, Aaron's a Hall of Famer, and I want to be a Hall of Famer one day. And, you know, I will lead this team. You know, we're all going to have fun. We're all going to go out there and play football. You know, it's still football at the end of the day, and our goals are still in front of us.
Even though you haven't done it on this level, is there any kind of unknown that you enter? Because, I mean, football is different than Pac-12 and maybe against the New Orleans.
I mean, I've been playing here for 3 years, so football is football.
If it isn't the speed, was it a little different, though? I mean, preseason reps, what do you do in practice?
Yeah, 100%.
The Vikings, right?
Yeah,
that's 100%. That's a ramp up, right?
Yeah, 100%. You know, obviously, like I said to your question, preseason is different than regular season, but football is football, and you just got to keep it at that. You know, we're going to go out there. We have a lot of players on this team, especially on offense and defense, and everybody just has to do their part, and we're still going to have fun and do what we do.
Brett, first starts are always memorable. What do you remember about your first high school start?
Not much. Not much. I remember my first college start better. But high school start, you know, it's always different, I think, when you go from level to level, because those starts and me last game, it's always sort of that, okay, I can play in this level. Now just go have fun and be yourself. So it's always sort of those moments that kick in.
Brett, you're a young quarterback. You got a lot of rookie running back.
Yeah.
What do you add beyond experience, you and those guys? What can you add besides?
To them?
To the team.
Oh.
What aspects do you think really?
Just who I am. You know, obviously, I'm different than Aaron. You know, I'm not Aaron Rodgers. So there's a lot of things that we do differently. And obviously, you know, me running around having fun, but I think it's the same style of skill set. Like I said, I've been learning from Aaron for 3 years, so I sort of developed those same traits as far as improvising and making things happen.
Brett, what does it mean to have the emphatic statements from Mike that you are his quarterback, he's not looking to the outside, and have guys like Corey Linsley say, you come in with poise, you're not just another quarterback?
Yeah, you know, it gives me a lot of confidence, and, you know, I'm grateful for that. To have a coach and the team that believes in me. So, you know, I'm going to do my best to make sure I go out there and help them.
I run into this retired couple at the grocery station. He's wearing a Packer jacket.
I like it.
They know what I do, and they said, oh, so, you know, Aaron's gone for the season. And they're like writing off the season.
Yeah.
You know, they think the next few games will be forfeits.
Yeah.
You understand that, right? If you're 25 years of Favre and Aaron, what do you say to those folks, or do you feel like you have to win them over?
I don't feel like we have to win anybody over. Opinions on the outside don't matter. So we're not really worried about that. You know, we're here to play football. We're here to win games. So I'm sure their opinion won't hurt us when we step on the field on Sunday.
You know Cam Jordan?
Yes, we grew up together. So okay. Good friend of mine. Hopefully I won't see him on the field.
Do you guys talk very often?
I haven't talked to him this week. I'm sure I'll send him a text here shortly.
Do you purposely block out that outside noise? I mean, do you guys, where's your focus on? I mean, what have you learned about that?
I mean, it's every week, you know. You don't. Obviously, you guys do your job, media, filming, everything, but we're not 100% interested in you guys' opinion because we know what we have to do on Sunday. So the outside opinion, we're not worried about it. You know, we have to do what we do, and that's win football games. We have to, and that's what we've been doing. You know, even when 12 was here, the first thing we don't do is go to social media and see what, you know, you guys think. It's just what we have to do and get done on Sunday.
Brett, how do you handle the uncertainty with the offensive line? Is that something you kind of just block it out and not worry about until Sunday? Or, you know, how do you just handle that as you try to prepare for this game?
You know, who's ever in there is in there. And we'll make the best of our situation. And, you know, it's the next man up mentality. You know, obviously 12 goes down, I go in. You know, somebody on the O-line goes down, somebody else gets in. You know, we just have to do our job no matter who's in.
How does the physicality of this game compare to the last time in college playing so much? You got hit a lot, including the last snap of the game.
Yeah. It's funny because my body hasn't felt like this in a while. I'll tell you that much. You know, you sort of got to get adjusted to it, especially as a backup, not getting hit for a while. So to get those first couple hits it's not like refreshing because nobody wants to get hit, but it sort of wakes you up back. Your body is sort of back like, all right, we're playing football, you know? Yeah.
How'd it feel to practice today, you know, to take all those snaps in a regular season practice?
Yeah.
Like you alluded to Sunday night, you know, in the NFL, the number two guy doesn't get those snaps.
Yeah, it felt awesome. Awesome. You know, and there was a lot of confidence after practice today. I think we all felt good. The game plan's feeling good. We're happy about what we're doing, and we're ready to roll.
Brett, have you thought about what it's going to be like on Sunday when you run out of the tunnel?
No, not yet. So I guess I'll figure it out when it comes.